For WKMS News, I'm Taylor Inman. When you think of cave creatures, shrimp probably don't come to mind. But as WFPL's Ashley Stevens found out, there's a species of shrimp only found in Kentucky caves. That shrimp has a turbulent conservation legacy that continues today, and it relates to the quality of water that we drink.
This is where the scientists in the 1880s first found the shrimp and described it to the world.
You're standing in history.
I'm standing in history, you said?
Yes.
You might think we're somewhere tropical, but in fact, I'm ankle-deep in slick cave mud after about a 3-mile underground trek at Mammoth Cave. Ecologist Kurt Health and Mammoth Cave specialist Rick Toomey are bouncing the beams of a small, high-powered flashlight over a clear pool. They're looking for the Kentucky cave shrimp, though they probably aren't going to find it. Here's Toomey.
They are difficult to find. They are small, they are somewhat transparent, and you are trying to find them in a large, dark stream.
Kentucky cave shrimp, which are only found in the Mammoth Cave area, are a curiosity. According to Health and Toomey, most people are surprised to find out such a species exists. When you think of cave creatures, bats and salamanders may come to mind. Translucent one-inch shrimp, not so much. But the species has a fascinating conservation history that extends into now. In the 1970s, the shrimp was declared extinct. There had been no sightings for years. And there's one dominant theory that explains why.
Through the 50s, the 60s, early 70s in the United States, water quality was very bad in many, many rivers.
Including the rivers that ultimately feed the underground waterways of Mammoth Cave. The Clean Water Act, which addressed growing concern about water pollution, was amended in 1972. Then, 7 years later, in 1979, a cave scientist found something interesting. One freshly dead Kentucky cave shrimp. Soon after, another scientist found three live shrimp. The species has recovered into the thousands, but they are still considered an endangered species. Health says there's still so much we don't know about the Kentucky cave shrimp, so scientists need more information about how to help them.
While there's been a lot written about them, I'm not certain that some of these things are known to our satisfaction. For instance, what is their preferred habitat? The place where they've been found to be most abundant has been these sort of pools.
To find out the answer to this question, and many others, Health says the Parks Department has developed new monitoring protocols dealing with the tallying of the cave shrimp population. Often that resolves a researcher doing exactly what we're doing today, going deep into the cave streams with bright lights and taking a look at the habitat.
We're not only monitoring the organisms themselves, the cave shrimp, we're also monitoring the water quality. We're deploying small sensors in the water to look at flooding that goes on in their habitat. We're also monitoring water temperature. We also monitor.
Once there's more data on their numbers and patterns, scientists will have a better idea of how to make sure the species survives. So now, an obvious question. Why spend so much on such a small species that most people will never know exists? Toomey and Health say there are two answers to that question. One that's more practical. Here's Toomey.
Cave shrimp are responding to the water quality. And that's the water we're drinking. This is water we're drinking. If we protect the water that we're drinking and don't go in there and actively try and hurt the cave shrimp are going to be fine.
And one that's a little more emotional from Health.
If these animals disappear, the caves lose something of their mystery. It fires the imagination to know that these animals are there, to know that they exist, that they exist in this dark habitat that I'm never going to get to. But how cool is it that there's this cave shrimp that doesn't have any eyes that feeds on we don't know exactly what.
And that, as I told Health and Toomey, is the reason I was there too. I'm Ashley Stevens in Louisville.